The news out of Egypt is moving at a dizzying pace. A day after the court ordered the release of the former dictator Hosni Mubarak, police arrested the spiritual leader of the Muslim Brotherhood today. And nearly 900 people have died in clashes in the past week. For expat Egyptians who are following the developments far from home, it's especially disturbing. WGBH reporter Ibi Caputo spoke with a couple of Egyptians studying and working in Boston.
Sarah, an Egyptian who has been in the United States on and off for the last 2 years, says sometimes she knows what's going on in Egypt before her family in Cairo.
We all follow the news like minute by minute through Facebook and Twitter. Whatever happens, we know about it like just instantly.
Sarah is 29, lives in Boston with her husband, and works as a researcher at a cancer hospital. Because the situation in Egypt is so volatile and she will speak about her family's politics, we've omitted her last name. Sarah is thousands of miles away from the fighting in Egypt, but she's in touch constantly with her family there. She says it's taking a psychological toll on her and every Egyptian she knows.
It's been so hard now. People are so angry and so depressed and so stressed, and everyone is blaming the other.
Sarah says the divisions are seen within families.
It's very weird because every family has people who supports what happened and people against what happened.
Sarah's parents and two brothers live together in Cairo. When Sarah calls or Skypes her family, she says she can hear her father and one of her brothers arguing. Her father actually voted for ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. But within months of Morsi's term, his support started to wane. Now, Sarah says her father despises the Muslim Brotherhood and agrees with the military's crackdown against it. Meanwhile, Sarah's brother is protesting the military and even took part in the sit-in last week near the Rabah al-Adawiya Mosque, where scores of protesters were killed.
He's so angry. He's angry at everyone who supports the military, and he's angry at the military themselves, of course.
Sarah says she's also angry at the military. At first, she supported Morsi's ousting. She regrets that now.
Now I'm totally against the military. I thought they will just let him topple him, and the next day they will call for elections, and that's it. And they wouldn't arrest anyone. They wouldn't close all the channels. They wouldn't murder people. I didn't think that that would happen.
Sarah's avoiding heated conversations with her dad. And on Facebook, she's unfriended nearly 50 people because they've supported the killings by the military.
I can't stand them supporting this murder and this brutal attack of the peaceful protests.
But not everyone believes the protests were peaceful.
This is terrorism.
Ahmed El-Hagar came to the U.S. from Cairo 8 months ago to study at Boston's Berklee College of Music. He blames the Muslim Brotherhood for the violence.
This is not the type of a bunch of poor protesters doing a sit-in and bad security forces killing them for no reason. No, that's not the case. If you are peaceful protesters, why does the situation have to be violent?
El-Hagar says he believes that during the sit-ins in Cairo, protesters were armed and had turned the city into a war zone.
Most of the people see the group of people who's responsible for the blood, who have the upper hand, I mean, are the Muslim Brotherhood. So there is a sense of extreme anger against the Muslim Brotherhood, not because the police and the army are angels, they're not, but the violence is in their hands.
El-Hagar says he has friends who sympathize with the Muslim Brotherhood, but in the past few months, they have not been speaking.
I decided not to, honestly, for my health, but yeah, mental health.
It's not clear when he and his friends, just like the people in Egypt, will again be united. For the world, I'm Ibi Caputo, Boston.
Ibby's report is part of our Global Nation coverage looking at stories of a changing America and its people. Find more of them at theworld.org/globalnation. And be sure to add your voice. Just include the hashtag Global Nation, one word, on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.